This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. This is the sixth lecture from Fiqh al-Sawm. Lecture number six, Fiqh al-Sawm. And today, inshallah, we would like to cover مبطلات الصوم, the things that will invalidate your fast, will make your fasting invalid. And things that a lot of Muslims think that they invalidate the fast, but they do not invalidate the fast. يعني يسمونها أمور لا تفسد الصوم. Things that does not make your fasting invalid. Let's begin with the first part, which is مبطلات الصوم, the invalidators, right, of fasting. يمكننا تقسيم مبطلات الصوم إلى قسمين. We can divide the invalidators of fasting into two sections or two parts, two groups. Group number one, قسم يبطل الصوم, a group which has only one act only. It will invalidate your fast and it will require you to make up the day and the kafara, expiation. قسم يوجب القضاء والكفارة, قضاء and كفارة. وهذا هو الجماع في نهار رمضان عامدا ذاكرا متعمدا. Having intercourse with your spouse during the course of the day of Ramadan, remembering, aware of الحق, the ruling regarding it, and you are not forced, and so forth. So if you have a husband-wife relationship, اللي هو الجماع, then you will have, first of all, you're sinful. You have spoiled your day, invalidated your fasting. You will have to do something called kafara, expiation. And we're going to talk about this. And you have to make up the day. First of all, ما هو الجماع عند الفقهاء? What is الجماع? What is intercourse? Number one, التقاء الختانين وإن لم ينزل. The two circumcised. وهذا دليل الختان للنساء. ولكنه مستحب عند الأئمة. يعني we don't want to go in there. The two circumcised organs, you call it. عضو يعني أعضاء, organs, meeting. اللي هو يا إخوة تغييب الحشفة للرجل في فرج المرأة. The top of your private part. فصيح خلينا ركز, الله يعزك, الموضوع يعني فهمني, خلينا أنا أجيب من عندي كده أحسن. ها العملية يعني مش مستاهلة. ما ده مشكلة. I cannot rely on you all the time. Okay, just let me work out my way, inshallah. يا رب give me توفيق. Just leave me alone, okay? Okay. كنا بنقول يا شباب تاهت. Yeah, it's a very technical term, and you're trying to make it polite, and you know, we have some children sitting here, and you know, it's like I'm sitting the whole afternoon. What I'm going to say, you know, and at the end I said, leave it to Allah, you know, and he is fasih, is trying to tell me what to say. All right. Let's define al-jima'. ما هو الجماع؟ تغييب الحشفة. الحشفة. What is الحشفة? Is the head of the private part of the man. We cannot be more explicit than this. Being inside the private part of the woman without the need to finish. You do not have to finish in order for this to count as jima'. Just التقاء الختانين. طبعا the issue of الدبر, the back. طبعا هذا يحرم في ديننا. It is haram for a man to enter into a woman's back. But this also applies that if the head of the private part of the man is hidden or is entering into the back of the woman, which is haram. This is something that is haram in our deen, and it's a sin, a great sin in our religion. وَطْءُ الْمَرْأَةِ مِنَ الدُّبُرِ. This is all considered to be what? جِمَاعَ. وَهَذَا الَّذِي إِيه يُوجِبُ الْكَفَّارَةِ. And this is what requires you to pay a kafara. ما هي الكفارة؟ حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه في الصحيحين قال, he said, بينما نحن جلوس عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, while we were sitting with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, إذ جاء رجل, a man by all the sudden came, قال يا رسول الله هلكت. O Messenger of Allah, هلكت, يعني I'm doomed to destruction. I have caused myself to be doomed to ruin. فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, ماذا مالك, what is wrong with you, why are you saying this, مالك. قال, he said, وقعت على امرأتي وأنا صائم. I have had intercourse with my wife while I am fasting. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, هل تجد رقبة تعتقها, يعني تعتقها. Do you have, can you afford freeing a slave from slavery? قال لا. He said no. Then he said to him صلى الله عليه وسلم, هل تستطيع أن تصوم شهرين متتابعين؟ Can you fast 2 months continuously without stop? قال لا. He said no. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, هل تجد ما تطعم به 60 مسكينا؟ Can you afford feeding 60 مساكين؟ قال لا. He said no. I can't. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سكت. يعني سبحان الله, هذا الحديث يا إخوة يعني أظنه ابن حجر أو غيره, they wrote 100 benefits just about this hadith. Just 100 benefits. يعني 100 benefits from this hadith. One of the things that very interesting that العالم should not question if I tell you, can you do this? And you tell me no, خلاص. I cannot say, what do you mean? Look at you. You know, I cannot say that. يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, يعني here he is, was able to have intercourse with his wife during Ramadan while he's fasting, and he's saying, I cannot fast 60 days in a row. Did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say, yeah, راجل, or something like that? Did he say, what do you mean? لا, سكت. فby default, when you ask somebody a question, لأن الأصل في المسلم يا إخوة عدم الكذب. الأصل في المسلم, هذه مشكلة عند المسلمين الآن, اللي إيه, by default they expect the Muslim to be what? A liar. But by default the Muslim is not a liar. المسلم لا يكذب by default, and you should expect this from your brother. So if you ask him a question and then he comes to you and tells you no, خلاص, believe. Don't try to doubt him or second guess him or so forth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sakat. Yani he became, yani he kept silent because there is nothing, I mean, everything that he offered him, he said no to it. Until later on, a man came, فَبَيْنَمَا نَحْنُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. While we are silent, or basically the Prophet ﷺ left the case for a while, أُتِيَ النَّبِيُّ بِعَرْقٍ مِّن تَمْرٍ. Somebody brought to the Prophet ﷺ العرق اللي هو المكتل, بسموه عندنا المقطف, المقطف في مصر مكتل, يعني إيه اللي إيه, a basket full of what? Of dates, dry dates, التمر. فقال, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أين السائل? Where is the questioner? فقال أنا. He said, I am a messenger of Allah. قال, خذ هذا فتصدق به. اسمع هذه, هذه out of this world. He said, what? Take this and give it what? صدقة, كفارة, كفر, كفر عن. قال يا رسول الله. He said, oh messenger of Allah, على أفقر مني. يعني you want me to give صدقة? There is someone poorer than me, more poor than me. طيب يا راجل poor ومش لاقي, يعني رضي الله عنه. بس سبحان الله, one of the most interesting thing about this صحابي رضي الله عنه, he felt the guilt. He felt already, he comes to the Prophet ﷺ admitting this, and he's saying what? Halakt. And he's already feeling what? Feeling guilty about it. But yet he is unable to fulfill the kafara. فهي said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا رسول الله, أو messenger of Allah, على أفقر مني, فوالله ما بين لابتيها, الحرتين يعني اللي هم الجبلين, between the two mountains in Medina, أهل بيت أفقر من أهل بيتي, poorer than my own house. There is nobody in Medina is more poor than me. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, يعني سبحان الله, he said to him, فضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم smiled, حتى بدت أنيابه, وفي رواية نواجده. يعني he, it's a funny scene, يعني it's very funny. Imagine this, يعني somebody who did this sin, and yet he's unable to fulfill the expiation. فقال, خذه فأطعمه أهلك. Take it and feed your family with it. ففي هذا الحديث يا إخوة دليل الكفارة. In this hadith is the evidence for what? For the expiation. If you have intercourse, جماع, based on our definition of جماع. جماع is not something that a lot of Muslims are aware of. جماع is not necessarily that you finish. جماع, just entering in this area, then you have to do the kafara. طيب, what is the evidence for making up the days? هذا الحديث ما في, يعني there is no evidence for making up the day. لكن ورد, وهذا ما عليه الجمهور, the majority of the jurists have said, إيجاب القضاء على المجامع, that also the person who commits sexual intercourse with his spouse during the day of Ramadan, between Fajr to the sunset, he has also to make up this day. لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to this companion in one of the wordings of this hadith, وصم يوما مكانه. So there is another wording of this hadith في أظنه في سنن الإمام الترمذي وسنن أبي داود. بس يعني to be truthful, a lot of the scholars of hadith weakened that زيادة. They actually weakened. The only one who authenticated was Ibn Hajar, to my knowledge. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. But the الأئمة الأربعة والجمهور, the four imams and الجمهور يأخذوا بهذه. ابن حزم and غيره, they say no. But the majority of the jurists of the ummah, they say this person has to do the kafara And also he has to fast one day for the day that he missed. طيب, let's take some of the benefits from this hadith that deals with fasting. Fadl. We're coming to this. Yeah. Some of the benefits from this hadith that deals only with fasting. I'm not going to go into other issues. Number one, وجوب الترتيب في الكفارة. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first he asked him what?
Free a slave.
Then he said, I can't. Then next he told him what?
Fast 60 days.
Then he said, I can. Then he told him what? Feeding 60 masakin. Right? So based on this, the scholars, the jurists have said it is a requirement for this expiation to be followed in that sequence. You cannot just say, okay, I'm just going to feed 60 masakin. So I'm going to go and have intercourse with my wife and all I have to do is invite 60 masakin to my house and feed them. No, you have to go through what? The sequence. First, you have to free a slave. Two, you have to do what? Fast 60 days and then feed 60 masakin. وهذا قول الجمهور. The only one who went out of هذا الإجماع is Malik, الإمام مالك. الإمام مالك, he said, للتخيير. He has a choice between those. And he based this on a wording of this hadith عند مسلم, with an Imam Muslim, من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, where أبو هريرة said, إن رجلا أفطر في رمضان فأمره النبي أن يكفر بعتق رقبة أو صيام شهرين متتابعين أو إطعام 60 مسكينة. Basically, is a, يعني صيغة خبرية. Basically, he said this, Abu Huraira said this, somebody broke his fast in Ramadan by having intercourse with his wife, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded him to pay or to do something called expiation, and he given him the three options: freeing a slave, fasting 60 days continuously, or feeding 60 masakin. فأبو هريرة was really not narrating the hadith, rather he was stating a general opinion. That is why the view of الجمهور, the view of the majority of the jurists regarding this issue, هو الأحوط ووجوب الترتيب في الكفارة. طيب, the second issue is هل على الزوجة كفارة الجماع؟ Does the wife have to pay kafara too? في هذا الحديث, in this prophet, we notice from its narration that the whole issue dealt with who? With the man. Where is the wife in this? She was not even mentioned in the hadith. So the scholars wanted to find out what is the ruling regarding her kafara too? وفي أقوال, يعني هناك ثلاث أقوال مشهورة. There are three views that are very famous, but let's just stick with two. لأن القول الثالث يعني ضعيف. But let's stick with two. وهو قول الجمهور, and it is the view of the majority of the jurists. وهو الأحوط, وهو الأحوط, and it's more to being correct. وهذا قول أبي حنيفة ومالك وقول للشافعي وقول لأحمد في أصح الروايتين اللي هو إيه؟ أن على المرأة كفارة كالرجل. That the woman has to pay كفارة like the man, لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال النساء شقائق الرجال. The women are what? The pairs of men. Whatever is there in the Sharia for men, it applies also for women, unless you have what? A text that excludes them, that takes them out of the hukm, out of the ruling. So based on this, they said the woman has to pay kafara. ولكنهم, but they have stressed the fact that she cannot be forced. If she was forced, like her husband raped her, for example. Huh? I mean, we could say that, being, you know, forcing your wife into intercourse is not something that is fun for the woman. Forced. Or she was forgetting. Or she was ignorant of the ruling. Then she does not have to pay kafara. She is excluded from this. Tayyib, they say here, why the woman was not mentioned in this hadith? Why the Prophet ﷺ did not ask the man about his wife in this hadith? First of all, there are a lot of possibilities that this woman just got cleaned up from her cycle. We know if a woman gets her cycle in Ramadan, she breaks her fast. And sometimes her cycle would end what? During the day. So she has a license to break fast what? The rest of the day. Now if you have a license as a traveler, as a sick person, I'm going to have intercourse, that's another issue. But if you have a license as a traveler, and you have a license as a woman who just got cleaned from her period, to break your fast in Ramadan, there is no kafara for you if you have intercourse. La kafara. La kafara. So that is why the Prophet ﷺ never brought her into the issue. طيب, الجمهور, the majority of the jurists, they say this, if a man does intercourse with his spouse, if a person, a man or woman, does intercourse with his or her spouse in a fasting, في صيام غير صيام رمضان, لا كفارة عليه. سواء كان هذا قضاء أو كان صيام الإيه النافلة. If a person is fasting, this ruling only is concerning what? Ramadan. If a person is fasting and he's doing voluntary fast, or he's making up a day of Ramadan outside Ramadan, and he ended up committing intercourse with his spouse during the course of the day, لا كفارة عليه وبهذا قطع الجمهور يعني لا أحد يعني خرج عن هذا. That the majority of the jurists, they agreed to this. The second thing, إذا جامع من له رخصة السفر لمرض أو لسفر, من كان له رخصة يعني لسفر أو لمرض, فلا إثم عليه ولا كفارة لأنه أبيح له الفطر شريطة ألا يفسد صوم الزوجة إذا كانت صائمة. Someone who had a license during the day of Ramadan to break fast because he's sick, he's a traveler, he's عجوز, elder, and he ended up with intercoursing during the day of Ramadan, لا إثم عليه, no sin on this person because he's already what? Breaking his fast. Provided that he does not spoil the fasting of who? Of his wife. Because his wife may be fasting. She does not have the license that you have, provided that you do not spoil her fasting. I know this is hypothetical, but let's just talk about it. إذا جامع أكثر من مرة. If a person does intercourse more than one time. هذا فقه يا إخوة, يعني hypothetical, this is all hypothetical. And there are people, subhanAllah, or Allah giving them the strength to do that more than one time. فيقولوا, they say, إذا كان هذا في يوم واحد. If he did intercourse more than one time in one day, what does he have to do, a fasih? Do more than kafara? Do kafara twice or one time?
I zip my mouth, I'm not saying
it. Okay. Well, this one, I'm asking you a question. So, if he does intercourse during Ramadan more than one time,
punishment is the same.
So, one kafara or two?
One
kafara. This is the view. Jazakallahu khair. So it's one kafara even if he does it more than one time. But what happens if he does it in more than one day? For every day is what?
Same.
Every day is a kafara. Every day is a kafara because he has spoiled his fasting. Here's a very interesting piece. من جامع ناسيا أو جاهلا حرمة ذلك فلا شيء عليه. يعني somebody who does not know the ruling. I tell you, a lot of Muslims do not know this, and you will be shocked. بخاصة يعني الناس اللي هي they didn't even have knowledge of the religion. They don't know that having intercourse with your wife during Ramadan does not spoil your fat. Someone who does not do this, he does not have to pay the kafara because he's ignorant that this invalidates his fast. هو يأخذ حكم الجاهل أو الناسي, the same ruling of what? Of a forgetting person or someone who is ignorant. ما احنا قلنا يعني جاهلا ناسيا, ما يعني إذا ما احنا نقول إنه إيه جاهل ناسي, لكن بلد فيه علماء وفي علم شرعي يقع عليه الإثم لأنه مفروض يتعلم. يعني when we talked about the knowledge, it's mandatory upon Muslims to know this stuff, by the way. Mandatory. يعني هذا العلم فرض عين, علم كيف تصلي كيف تصوم فرض عين, فهو آثم لتركه العلم. He's sinful for not learning about what? The rulings of fasting. But الحكم هنا, the ruling here, he's ignorant of الحكم. Then he's free from it. That's a twisted, wicked thinking. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's, I mean, you run away from learning. It's like at one time I was narrating hadith Samura ibn Jundub, اللي هو الحديث بتاع الرؤية, رؤية النبي في كتاب الرؤية في البخاري, اللي هو النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم was taken by Jibreel and Mikael and he saw different things. And one of the people he saw, رجل إيه يعني his head was smashed all the time. And then I said, this person, يعني he memorized the Quran and he did not keep up with it. I said this. You know what? This person was enrolled in the Hifz program. This is in Maryland. The following day in the morning, he came and he took his child out of the program. يعني just to let you know how the thinking is. You understand his analogy here? Huh? Are you getting his analogy? He doesn't want his child to memorize the Quran, then forget it, then he will be punished like this. يعني this is هذا يا إخوة ديننا ترغيب وترهيب. يعني الترغيب والترهيب. فما يصح that you flee from learning the deen because you're not trying to يعني this is a twisted thinking, quite frankly, and the person needs to get it right. يعني طيب كنا بنقول إيه يا إخوة. أما إذا كان عالما بالتحريم لكن جاهلا بالكفارة لزمته الكفارة. The one that we're talking about is somebody who does not know that intercourse is an invalidator of fast. That's the one that we're talking about. But someone who knows that having a sexual intercourse with the spouse invalidates the fast, even if he's not aware of the kafara, he still has to do what? Has to do the kafara. Now, if a person, like, let's say that the Prophet ﷺ in this hadith, nobody arrived with a basket of dried dates. Does the kafara, he's free from the kafara? What is the ruling regarding the kafara in this case? Let's imagine the hadith stopped when the Prophet ﷺ asked him, can you? He said, no, until feeding 60 masakin, he said no. And nobody came with a basket of tamr. Let's say the hadith ended here. What is the ruling regarding this man, regarding this kafar? What is he going to do? He cannot fast. أحسنت. دين أدت. أدت. اللي هو الدين. Until he receives money with which he can feed 60 masakin, then he has to pay the debt of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as long as he does not really receive that money, he's free from that kafara. طيب. The second section of things that invalidate the fast. So we talked about the first section, which is what? Huh? Al-jima' huh? Which will invalidate your fast. Intercourse invalidates the fast. Number two requires you to make up the day. Number three requires you to do something called kafara or expiation. The second section, things that if you do, it will invalidate your fast and it requires you only to make up the day. So ما فيش ايه؟ No kafara. There is no kafara. The first of which, al-aklu wa-shurbu amidan dhakiran muridan. Eating and drinking, but with three restrictions. Remembering that you're fasting. Intentionally, knowingly, wanting, having the will. Now, there is a ruling here regarding someone who eats and drinks, forgetting. في الصحيحين, in the two صحيح, البخاري ومسلم, حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, من نسي وهو صائم فأكل أو شرب فليتم صومه أو فليتم صومه. Whoever, out of forgetfulness, eats and drinks while he is fasting, let him complete his fast. فَإِنَّمَا أَطْعَمَهُ اللَّهُ وَسَقَاهُ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given him food and given him a drink. Wallahi ya ikhwa, wallahi, I'll never forget this day. يعني سبحان الله, I was visiting a very dear friend of mine في المدينة. In Medina, and we were so excited to see one another. And هذا في أيام الحج يعني. تعرف إيه؟ ما من أيام من العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من تلك الأيام ويستحب فيها الصيام اللي هي أيام الإيه؟ التسعة من ذي الحجة. فالرجل كان صايم. But he was so excited to see me. We haven't seen one another in a long time. I met him at 10 o'clock in the morning. We went and had a snack. Somewhere we had shawarma sandwiches somewhere في المدينة. وبعدين we went and had coffee and tea. And then we had fish in a best fish restaurant in Medina. Around 3 o'clock, you know, I'm fasting today. SubhanAllah. هذا الرجل صيامه صحيح. صيامه صحيح. His fasting is correct. Because...
Was it during
Ramzan? No, في العشر أيام من ذي الحجة. أيام مش في أو حتى لو في رمضان. But I should be fasting in Ramadan. And I should have reminded him. But I was not fasting because I, you know, I was traveling and I was not fasting. And subhanAllah, he ended up maybe 5-6 hours spending with me. I remember the whole time. We even went to and bought seeds. أنت عارف اللب اللي هو للمحمص هذا. And we towards عصر time he tells me, I'm fasting. What should I do? Say, you know better, Sheikh. You know, you complete your fast. Allah giving you the food, giving you the drink. This is something that you could do. Now, there is al-jumhur, the majority of the jurists, they said this applies to the mandatory and the voluntary fast. Hadha al-hukm, this ruling, that if you eat or drink out of forgetfulness while you're fasting, applies whether you are fasting Ramadan or fasting a voluntary fast. The only one who went out of al-ijma' is Malik, Imam Malik. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, قال خص هذا الحكم بصيام الفريضة. Imam Malik, he said, no, this ruling applies only to the mandatory fast, ولكن لا دليل على ذلك. يعني he has no evidence. وقول الجمهور أصح. And the view of the majority of the jurists is correct. طيب, this issue we kind of covered it yesterday, but I wasn't able to shed more light on it, that if you eat and drink thinking that the sun already has set, alhamdulillah now we have watches and we have this, but again the variable that identifies you beginning your fast is al-fajr, and identifies you ending your fast is the sun setting.
Let's imagine somebody in the desert, it's cloudy, and he thought that the sun has already set. He ended up drinking, breaking his fast. And after a while, the sun came out. Or ideally, we know if a person is flying, it happened that your flight came towards the end of the day, and you did not want to break that fast, to break that day of Ramadan. You decided to fast that day. And the variable, again, according to which you break your fast, is you seeing the sun setting. So you fly in the air, and you saw the sun setting. You saw a cloud. You know, the time indicates that the sun has set. And you looked around, and all you saw is a cloud. And then by all of a sudden, you know, the airplane, sometimes they go through the clouds, and you saw the sun again. What is the ruling regarding this man, regarding this person? First of all, he has to abstain the rest of the day. Because he broke his fast based on what? لسبب وانتفى السبب لعلة وانتفت العلة. Because he saw the sun. Now he saw the sun setting, or he assumed the sun has set. Now the sun reappeared again. So now he has to abstain from eating and drinking until the end of the day, until he actually is certain that the sun has set. But what should he do regarding this day? ما عليه الجمهور يعني سبحان الله هذه issue is so debatable between them. He has to make this day. He has to make up this day, and this is the view of the majority of the jurists. Amongst them is the four imams, Abi Hanifa, Malik, Shafi'i, and Ahmad. بس سبحان الله لا دليل معهم. They have no دليل regarding the issue. لا دليل. It just اجتهاد. But those who said that لا قضاء عليه, they have دليل. And probably I shared this دليل with you yesterday, the قصة بتاعت عمر لما قال ما تجنفنا during the time actually of سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. The Muslims actually broke their fast thinking that the sun has set, and after a while the sun came out. For the Muslims became so concerned, what should we do? And then one of them said, we should make up this day. Then Umar said, lima, why? Wallahi ma tajanafna li ithmin, by Allah we did not want this. والأدلة هي العامة يعني الأدلة العامة ولا وليس عليكم جناح فيما أخطأتم به ولكن ما تعمدت قلوبكم. Anything that you do out of mistake, you're pardoned from it. وقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله رفع عن أمتي الخطأ والنسيان. الله سبحانه وتعالى has pardoned my ummah from anything that they do out of mistakes or out of forgetfulness or things that they are forced to do. وَمَا اسْتُكْرِهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلِقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. So you're doing something out of mistake, out of forgetfulness, you're pardoned. But again, يعني if somebody asks me, أنا أفتي برأي الأئمة بالرغم من وجود الأدلة مع أحمد وداود وابن حزم والمزني وهو اختيار شيخ الإسلام. يعني this is the view of also الإمام شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله. But it's up to you. The جمهور, the majority of the jurists and the imams, the four imams, they hold the view that you must make up this day. طيب. You intentionally eating and drinking to spoil your fast. What is the ruling regarding this? This person has committed a major sin, which would expose, or maybe this person will receive Hadith Abi Umam al-Bahili to punishment in the graveyard. And he must repent from doing this, and he must simply remorse and regret the fact he did this deed, and he must intend not to come back to it again. But لا كفارة, no expiation. وهذا يعني قول الشافعي وأحمد وأهل الظاهر. Because there is no text that indicates that you must do كفارة for this day. We have الإمام مالك وأبي حنيفة والشافعي وطائفة, they say whoever eats and drinks intentionally to break his fast during the day of Ramadan, he has to make up this day and do a kafara like the kafarat al-jima, like the expiation of al-jima, the intercourse. بس لا دليل, no evidence whatsoever. والأصل في الكفارات إن ما فيهاش قياس, ما ينفع أنت تقيس في الكفارة, أنك تأتي بكفارة وتقول عشان دي فيها كفارة ودي فيها كفارة, يعني expiations you cannot do analogy, لا قياس في كفارات. فالرأي الأول, this person is sinful, he must repent and he must make up this day after Ramadan. The second thing that invalidates your fast but at the same time requires you to make up the day is you vomiting intentionally. You intentionally vomiting. لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في سنن أبي داود وسنن الإمام النسائي من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, من ذرعه القيء فليتم صومه ومن استقاء فليقضي. Whoever vomits unwillingly, then he should complete his fast. You vomited, you threw up, you complete your fast.
It did not break your
fast. No. What breaks your fast is you placing, you causing yourself to vomit. وَمَنْ اسْتَقَاءَ فَلْيَقْضِي. And whoever causes himself what? To vomit. Then this person has invalidated his fast and he has to make up this day. Here is a scenario. Someone who is extremely sick, ill, he has a stomach disease, let's say. And the only way for him to get relief is by vomiting. Then he places his hand, his tongue in his, you know, mouth to cause himself to vomit. Huh? What is the ruling regarding that? They say this person is not sinful for doing so because he's trying to get himself better, but yet his fast is invalid and he has to make up this day afterwards. The third thing is cycle and post-delivery for women, the bleeding. If it happens during the course of the day, the women have to make up the fasting, even if this occurs a minute or two before the sun sets. If a woman gets her period and 1 minute, 2 minutes before the sun sets, she has to break her fast. She has to make up this day, even if she does not eat, by the way. But the العبره هنا بالإيبي إخوة. What is it? The variable here is what? Seeing what? Seeing the blood. But some women normally before they receive or they get their period, they go through some pains and they have some symptoms of the period. No, they still can fast. But when they see the blood, then they have to break their fast. لحديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه في صحيح الإمام مسلم, أليس إذا حاضت لم تصلي ولم تصم ولم تصم. Here is another issue that is so interesting, and تعمد الاستمناء أو الاستمناء, they call it ejaculation, أو بسموها في بلادنا العادة السرية, that a person causes himself to have a sexual discharge, whether using his hand, whether using a pillow, or المباشرة, or touching another gender. If you do this, you have invalidated your fast and you are sinful for doing this. What is the evidence? Hadith Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, hadith lillahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what is it? يَدَعُ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ وَشَهْوَتَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fasting person that he gives up his food, he gives up his water drinking, and he gives up his desire for me. For a person who goes about causing himself to ejaculate or to have sexual discharge one way or another, even if he knows by looking at the scene or looking at a picture or looking at a video would cause him to do so, he has invalidated his fast, and his fasting is invalid, and he is sinful. He must make tawbah, and he must make up this day after words. The fifth thing is breaking the intention of fasting. We know, like we mentioned yesterday in the previous lecture, that the intention is one of the pillars of what? Of fasting. Now, you intending to break your fast invalidates your fast. You intending. But we're not talking, ya ikhwa, about hadith al-nafs with shaitan. Having a firm, determined mind that I'm not going to fast. Khalas, I'm done. This actually invalidates your fast. Number six and the last is ar-riddah an al-Islam. Bi ijma' al-fuqaha. By the consensus of the jurists, that anybody who leaves Islam while he is fasting, he becomes a non-Muslim. While he is fasting, his fasting is invalid. Even if he comes back to Islam the same day, he still have to make up this day. Someone, for example, he gone weird and he said, okay, I'm not a Muslim. He did something intentionally that took him out of Islam. سب الدين مثلا أو غيره. Intentionally. Huh? Intentionally. Now he was fasting. He has invalidated his fast. Now if he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, again during the day, he begins fasting from there, but he still have to make up this day because he invalidated earlier. So these are the things that would invalidate your fast. One thing that requires you to do kafara, which is expiation, and making up the day, which is having a sexual intercourse with your spouse during the day of Ramadan. And six things, they require you to only make up the day, and they spoil your fast, which is eating and drinking intentionally, vomiting, causing yourself to vomit intentionally, ejaculating, leaving Islam. What else did we say there? Leaving Islam. Huh? Menstruation and the period, and we talked about breaking the intention of fasting. We're able to finish only one. The second one we haven't even. Khalas Haji Ahmed. Stop. Adhan. Okay. Inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, next week we'll talk about things that a lot of Muslims think that it invalidates the fast, but they do not invalidate the fast. I'm just going to run through them in 2 minutes, quickly. Just the titles. Having a wet dream, because I see a lot of youth here, and I want to seize the opportunity. Having a wet dream while you're fasting, it does not invalidate your fast. Waking up in the morning in a state of janaba, because you had an intercourse the night before, it does not invalidate your fast. Kissing your wives or touching your wives, it does not invalidate your fast, with one condition, that this does not cause you to have maddi or to cause you to arouse. Or Aisha radiallahu anha said, وَكَانَ أَمْلَكُكُمْ لِإِرْبِهِ. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in control of him, of his self, of himself. Number three, taking a bath or actually washing your body with the intention of easing the heat of fasting is permissible in Islam. You actually is so hot and you're so thirsty, you can go and take a bath just to ease down the hardship of fasting is permissible. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, kama fi Sahih al-Bukhari, he used to have a bathtub. He used to go actually and dip himself in it in order to ease the pains, the hardship of fasting. Madmada, the madmada wa istinshaq, that you do madmada while you're fasting, is permissible in Islam. But be careful, wa baligh fil istinshaq illa an takuna sa'ima. And you could exaggerate doing your madmada as long as you're not fasting. tasting food for the women who are cooking, because the need of that is permissible in Islam, as long as you do this in the tip of the tongue and it does not go down the mouth. Giving blood, donating blood is permissible in Islam, قياساً على الحجامة, as long as it does not cause your body to be weakened. Placing كحل, taking shots that does not have nutrition, it does not invalidate your fast. Placing eye drops or smelling musk, it does not invalidate your fast. السواك, السواك, it does not invalidate your fast. What about the toothbrush and the toothpaste? You could do this before Fajr. It is highly disliked during Ramadan because normally the smell would go inside the mouth. But as long as you guarantee that nothing goes inside your mouth, goes inside your halq, this area here, the throat, it is permissible, but it is disliked.
Inshallah, very quickly, in less than 2 minutes, we want to finish this. Things that a lot of Muslims, they think it invalidate their fast, but they do not invalidate the fast. We talked about having a wet dream while you're fasting. It does not invalidate your fast. We talked about waking up in the morning while you are in state of janaba because you had an intercourse with your wife. It does not invalidate your fast as long as this intercourse happened before Fajr. Kissing, touching your wife's, it does not invalidate your fast as long as it does not lead to you desiring and maybe causing you to actually do imna. As long as you're secure from this area, you could do this. Taking a bath or actually putting water in your head to ease down the heat of the sun because of fasting, or to ease down the dry mouth or something, it's permissible in Islam as long as nothing goes inside your throat. Making madmada because of the salah is permissible. But the Prophet ﷺ asked us, hadith Laqit ibn Sabra, fi Sahih Abi Dawood, he said, وَبَالِغْ فِي الْإِسْتِنْشَاقِ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ صَائِمًا. You should not overdo it. Just, you know, the tip of the mouth and madmada quickly and spit. You should not try to overdo it. A lot of people, they end up spitting, thinking that the water got mixed with the saliva. You do not need to do this. Tasting the food for sisters who are cooking because of the need to making sure that this food is sound to be eaten is permissible in Islam. Ibn Abbas, he said, لا بأس أن يذوق الخل أو الشيء ما لم يدخل في حلقه. As long as it's going to be on the tip of the tongue and it does not going to come down. Because you taste with your tongue. You taste and then spit it out. We said giving blood, donating blood is permissible as long as it does not going to weaken you. Placing kuhl for the sisters or the brothers, it's a sunnah. Taking an injection as long as it is not a nutrition. It does not have any nutrition. Or placing eye drops, or smelling musk during Ramadan, or using the siwak, all of this is permissible. We talked about ma'ajun al-asnan, the tooth paste. As long as you're secure from it going down the halq, and the smell also does not go down there, and some of the scholars went that far, that is why it's highly recommended that you use the siwak, and you brush your teeth after Maghrib or before Fajr. الموكس بسموها الموكس اللي هي النخامة موكس. A lot of the scholars, they said that if the mucus comes out of your halq, your throat, and goes into your mouth, and then you swallow it again with the intention of finding nutrition, or يعني some people may do this, actually spoils your fast. So you got to be careful with this. وهذا رأي الشافعية والحنابلة. If you swallow something, anything, by the way, whether it is nutrition or not, like if you swallow dust, sand, it spoils your fast. Whether it is nutrition item or not, it does spoil your fast. But things that you have no control over, you ended up swallowing. Something came into your mouth and you swallowed it. You're walking down the street and there is flies and got in there. This does not spoil your fast because you had no intention to do it.
Also some food, the particles of food, sometimes we have food in our teeth and it ended up mixing with your saliva and then you end up swallowing unintentionally. This does not spoil your fast as long as you have not intended to swallow it. Also, a lot of the scholars, they have said that blood, sometimes our gum bleeds and the blood gets mixed up with the saliva, and if you swallow it, you're not intending to swallow blood or to, it does not spoil your fast. Also, the dust in the street and others, it does not spoil your fast. All the injections, whether it is fil abal, here or down in your back, it does not spoil your fast, provided that these injections do not have nutrition in them. That would also include IV. Yeah, includes also the IV, as long as it does not have nutrition in there. Even some of the scholars, they went as far as they're saying, even if it has nutrition, but make sure that you stay away from the nutrition. If they take samples from your body, like from your liver, from your body to for testing, it does not spoil. Like if they take something from your liver, for example, to test it, it does not spoil your fasting at all. As long as nothing that you receive nutrition or nothing that is goes through the mouth. Also, if they place a screen inside your belly or inside your head, or even the sisters inside the private areas in order to do testing for them, this does not spoil your fast. Anything that goes through the skin, like creams and all that stuff, this does not spoil the fast. Oxygen does not spoil the fast. Cleaning the teeth, this is a very risky process, but if you clean your teeth and you make sure it does not, nothing goes inside your throat, it does not spoil your fast, but الأحوط, you stay away from this, inshallah. So these are the things that a lot of Muslims need to be aware of, and they do not spoil their fast. Jazakumullahu khaira, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.